The Orphanage, which is on Mubi, which is directed by Shabanu Sadat, and it's an part of an ongoing adaptation of, quote, the unpublished diaries of Anwar Hashimi. So we start in Kabul in 1989, and this young kid, this 15-year-old kid, is arrested for hawking cinema tickets. He's somebody who, for whom, you know, escape comes from going to the cinema and watching cinema, and he's selling cinema tickets, and he's sent to this facility, which is, you know, it's kind of orphanage, prison, and Soviet run, where there's a kind of strange mixture of bullying and chess playing. And what the film does is it follows his course through this, and in some ways it reminded me of that kind of the realism of Ken Loach's Kes, which is very good on, you know, evoking the really tough nature of being a kid. It's a coming of age story that doesn't shy away from the grim realities of its central character's circumstances, but it also has these fantastic Bollywood inspired fantasy sequences, which is a masterstroke, which express the inner life of the character. So, for example, when our central character, he falls for a girl in Russian class, and then he escapes into this fantasy sequence in which there's this song about buds turning to blossoms, and there's slow-mo embraces and horse riding, and, you know, like a kind of channel hopping montage of song and dance. It's really, really beautifully filmed by Virginie Sudej. And there's something of the kind of the innocence of Gregory's Girl, which then kind of brushes up very hard against this grim reality. They find a tank which has got dead bodies and bullets in it, which they then bring back to the orphanage. There's an institution next door where there are people are locked up. You hear kind of cries of anguish from them. They go to a pioneer camp to learn about the great values of our country and, you know, visit the tomb of Lenin. But meanwhile, in the background, the rise of the Mujahideen is happening. And so there's this kind of wider power struggle that's going on just outside the, you know, the central drama. And what I really liked about this film is, firstly, I didn't know where the drama was going. I didn't have at the beginning kind of clear idea of how it was going to mix all these different formats. I think it does so rather beautifully. I think there are some really, really moving moments in it. But even in the darkest moments, it somehow manages to filter them through this fantasia of cinema. And I think, and, you know, she's a brilliant filmmaker. And what she manages to do is to make something which captures the magic of cinema, the way that when your world is oppressive and when your world is difficult and downtreading, that actually cinema is something that can actually, you know, cause you to escape, not just by going to cinema, but your dreams of cinema, your memories of cinema. So the film is both a kind of, as I said, part of an ongoing sort of life story project, but also very specifically about, you know, these socio-political changes that are happening. And firstly and foremost, it's a coming of age story that uses cinema and the language of cinema to tell its story. It's called The Orphanage. It's directed by Shabanu Sadat, and it is available on Mubi, and I would recommend it to you. You can find a previous feature, Wolf and Sheep, if you get a chance. She's an Afghan writer and director based in Kabul, and she's really, really worth checking out.